With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The wife of a leading Texas Republican has filed for divorce on biblical grounds. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Angela Paxton is seeking to end 38 years of marriage to her husband, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who's a vocal ally of President Trump. The announcement came as he campaigns for the U.S. Senate. In a social media post, Angela Paxton said she believes marriage is a sacred covenant and that she earnestly pursued reconciliation, but in light of recent discoveries, she wrote, I do not believe that it honors God or is loving to myself, my children, or Ken to remain in the marriage. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Community organizations are helping the city respond after 27 people were treated in what was described as a mass overdose in West Baltimore.
Meanwhile, police continue searching for the source of the drugs and whoever distributed them. The incident happened Thursday in the Penn North neighborhood, an area long known to be an open-air drug market. Fire officials say 7 people were in critical condition, 15 others were in serious but not life-threatening condition. The mayor's office launched a neighborhood stabilization response, which consists of canvassing a 4-block area to coordinate follow-up efforts in the coming weeks. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Turkish President Recep Erdogan is hailing the disarmament of militant Kurdish separatists as the end of a, quote, painful chapter in Turkey's history. Erdogan telling a meeting of his ruling party in Ankara this weekend that more than the 40-year-old, quote, scourge of terrorism by the Kurdistan Workers Party is on its way to ending. A click-to-cancel rule, which would have made it easier for consumers to end unwanted subscriptions, has been blocked by a federal appeals court days before it was set to go into effect. But there are ways, experts say, to end those subscriptions and memberships, even if they take more work. This is SRN News. The Center for Trans Youth Health and Development at Children's Hospital Los Angeles will be closing this month. It is the country's biggest public provider of sex change operations and hormone replacement therapies for children. In response to the Trump administration's threat to cut federal funding to places that perform such interventions on kids under the age of 18, the center will be closing its doors on July 22nd. The closure comes weeks after the Supreme Court upheld a Tennessee law that forbids doctors or hospitals from performing irreversible surgeries on children in order to help them live as the opposite sex. A Missouri judge has blocked many of the state's pro-life laws, reimposing a preliminary injunction against them just a little over a month after the state's highest court had lifted its previous hold. The order by Jackson County Circuit Judge Jerry Zhang says the abortion restrictions likely violate a state constitutional abortion amendment that was approved by voters last year. This is SRN News. PETA is suing the American Kennel Club over its standards for unique dog breeds.
PETA says the influential club is promoting unhealthy physical features in Frenchies, Bulldogs, Dachshunds, Pugs, and Chinese Sharpeys. In response, the AKC says it rejects PETA's assertion that the standards create unhealthy dogs. The club also knocks what it calls PETA's mischaracterizations of the standards in question. The lawsuit turns up the heat around a debate over attributes that have been honed to define some breeds, including French Bulldogs. Julie Walker, New York.
Tens of thousands of century-old books are being pulled from the shelves of a medieval abbey in Hungary in an effort to save them from a beetle infestation. It could wipe out centuries of history. The drugstore beetle likes to eat the gelatin and the starch-based adhesives found in old books. This is SRN News.